Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Angels on Air. Tonight is Wednesday, March 4th, 2015, and I am officially your host tonight, Reverend Jamie Street, and I am joined. We're switching things up a little tonight as my girls are on the road, so I am joined with my normal acting hostesses, Nanette Ellis and Nancy J. Meyer. Hello, ladies. How are you?
Hello.
Hello. Just great.
Great, great. All right. So I guess we'll just start. Nanette, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, I would. Good evening, everyone. I'm Nanette Ellis. I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada, but I'm currently talking to everyone from Phoenix, Arizona today. And I am a Reiki master teacher and angel communication master, angelic life coach, and currently going through seminary with Reverend Elvia Rowe. And I am so ecstatic with all the learning I've done over the last 5 years with Angels Teach. And if anyone would like to get a hold of me, my website is spiritualoasiscenter.com. And thank you, Jamie.
You're so welcome. And Nancy, too, how about you, darling?
Well, thank you and welcome, everybody. I am Reverend Nancy Sue Meyer, and I live in Lacey, Washington, and right now I'm in Olympia, sitting outside the surgery center while my husband's having surgery. And I am a Reiki master teacher and angelic life coach. I do crystal therapy and sound therapy and just a little of everything. And if you want to get a hold of me, I am angellady4444@yahoo.com, and I too am so excited to be here tonight. The energies are really ramping up.
That they are. Yep, and there goes my dog. My dog, for those of you that don't know, I was a little annoyed because my dogs decided that of all times now they're going to get all energetic. And but at the same time, I was just telling the girls beforehand that I was getting the message that I just needed to lighten up. So here are my dogs having fun, and instead of lightening up, I got mad. But I'm happy now. I will be happy about this. And for those of you that don't know me, hopefully you can hear me, my name is Reverend Jamie Street, and I film an angelic life coach, angel communication master, and I actually went through the first seminary training and through Angels Teach, and I'm an angelic life minister, and I also do energy work, human design, and really just finding my passion in homeopathy and flower essences right now. So if you would like to find me, just go to angelicsoulfood.com. And on that note of all our angel work, we would like to thank our sponsor, Reverend Elvia Nina Rowe from Angels Teach, and we really do encourage you guys to go over to the site angelsteachuniversity.com to see the classes that are offered. And we also just have such a loving, loving membership community on livingwiththeangels.com. And, of course, we may sound biased, but I'm telling you, it's just incredible. The love, the support, the education that you receive there, it's truly life-changing. I think everybody that's gone through it can, you know, attest to that. So, without further ado, Nancy Sue, would you mind bringing us all together, our energy together, with the opening blessing?
Oh, I would love to, Jamie. Thank you. Okay. I ask everyone to get comfortable and close your eyes and gently step into our circle. Breathe in deeply the divine energy and breathe out all the discordant energies within and around your body. Several times as I call in the angels of love, light, and healing, our guardian angels, spirit guides, crystal beings, star beings, I ask them to surround us in the white light of protection, the pink light of love and peace, the blue light of power, protection, faith, the yellow light of enlightenment and abundance, the green light of healing, the red light of vitality, self-confidence and service, and the purple light of transformation and connection to the divine. Feel yourself surrounded and filled with this magical, mystical, and powerful colors of the rainbow. Breathing in the colors of the rainbow. Feel all the energies of each color and what it is bringing to you. Feel the white light of protection, the pink light of love, the blue light of power, courage and faith, the yellow light of enlightenment, the green light of healing, red light of vitality, purple light of transformation and connection to the divine. Feel the cells in your body wake up with the renewed energy and life as you breathe in the colors and the vibrations of this amazing rainbow. And allow yourself to relax and release any residue or tension of the day with every breath out. Just breathe in and breathe out. Let go. Let go and relax. And our beloved Archangel Gabriel is asking to come forward to further assist us as we march into March. And we will experiencing the full moon tonight. As we all know, Archangel Gabriel can appear as male or female. And when she's around me, I feel these butterflies in my belly. And tonight, before I even felt her, I started feeling the tingles and the butterflies. So I know she is here and she wants to come forward. And she is the strikingly beautiful angel being with this blonde hair and the violet blue eyes. And she's dressed in a pale blue flowing gown with silver weaving throughout this beautiful flowing gown like the wind's blowing around her. And as I look at her, I see in the background the midnight skies, all these beautiful stars that are sparkling and shining all around. And she is also wearing this beautiful moonstone pendant around her neck. And it's in the shape of a heart. And within her hand, she's holding this beautiful moon-faced moonstone sphere. And remember, I want everybody to know, I'm seeing her like this today. You may be visualizing her in a totally different way. You may be feeling her different. Whatever way it is, it's perfect for you. An archangel comes forward, and she's telling us she watches over the bents of the west, new horizons and pathways, and new beginnings. I am also the guardian of the water element within you, and I assist you with clear communication, and I oversee the conception and birth of new ideas and projects. I also assist with purification within and around your mind, your body, your emotions. Dear ones, allow my energies to flow through and around you, and allow this healing and peace to flow in. Breathing as you bring your awareness to your belly. I am bringing forth this beautiful sphere of rainbow light. And it is radiating, pulsating with this amazing life force energy. Allow this rainbow sphere of radiant and vibrating light to grow in a size that feels just right for you. And as you do, place both your hands across your belly and rub in a circular motion. Feel the fullness of your belly, pregnant with amazing life and possibilities. What possibilities and potentials do you hear or see coming forward to you now? For there are many. Are any of you feeling that fear, the anxiety, the risk, resistance to what you hear or see coming forward? If you are feeling any of those now, use the power of your breath and and release any fear you may have. Just breathe any of that resistance gently away. Can you feel those dreams of possibilities coming to fruition now? And Archangel Gabriel is asking you to repeat silently to yourself, I am open and receptive, pregnant with the pure possibility and potentiality growing within me and manifesting into my life right now. Breathe in and fill yourself fully open. Allow these feelings to grow into excitement and joy as imaginations and ideas about your perfect light continuing to flow forth here and now for all of you wonderful, amazing light beings. Allow yourself to feel the excitement and joy of your life, pregnant with all these possibilities. And dear ones, please know that you are always supported in divine love. And Archangel Gabriel was stepping back, but I still feel her amazing energies, vanilla and forest. Let's all breathe in the divine love and the light, and let's hold hands within our sacred circle. And when you are ready, bring your awareness back into this present time. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Stretch your body and breathe in deeply one more time. And exhale as you open your eyes. And we thank Angel Gabriel for assisting and guiding us through the nurturing and bringing forth our dreams and ideas that we are all in the process of giving birth to. And thank you.
Thank you. I feel like we can just close the show on that message.
Exactly. That was beautiful.
Yes, yes, I love it. What a nice surprise to have Gabriel come through. And in just such a beautiful and uplifting way, as for our regulars, you may know, the three of us are usually not on Monday nights. And even when we do fill in shows, this is my official, you know, first time hosting. And we're all just kind of, again, in the nest in Arizona instead of Las Vegas. Nancy Sue's in a different city as her husband's about to have surgery. And I'm just taking on a new role. And, you know, we kept the title a little I don't want to say generic, but generic is the word that's coming to mind, kind of, you know, but not in a fake sense, in a vague and kind of very open sense. And I wasn't really sure why at the time, but of course I'm learning to not question and just go with it. And last week, the three of us were to be on to do our normal monthly angel card readings. And I love how it all worked out. I mean, it was not the best week for either of us. However, we got through, and it's, you know, leading us to be here together tonight and, you know, really ushering in March with the angels. And they say March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. And I think, at least for the three of us, we can each attest to that. So, I knew what I wanted to kind of touch on, and I wasn't really sure how to go about it. So before the channel came through for Nancy Sue from Gabriel, I pulled a card, and it's from the Magical Mermaids and Dolphins deck, and it's the Simplify Your Life card, and it says, eliminate clutter from your home and work life to balance flow of activities. And I have to say, for those of you who weren't following or aren't a part of our community or follow me on Facebook, my dog, Hill, and my dogs are like my kids. That's why I only have one human child, because I have five dogs, you know. if I have to spread my love out to everyone in my time, and the dogs get just as much, it seems like, as my kids. And, you know, so when our dog Travis got sick, I mean, it was really, really bad. We didn't know if he was going to make it. And I have to say, with this card and the Simplify Your Life, you know, we really threw anything that was not important or what we felt to be important. You know, we learned what really was because everything got thrown to the side. We weren't sleeping at night. You know, we were just a mess worrying about the dog. Like, you know, it was like our kid in the hospital. Is he going to live? Is he going to die? And I tell you, the things that really came through, and like the most important thing was really just that family love, you know. And for me, my family truly is my the Angel Teach community. I with my quote unquote blood family. It's not that I'm distant from all of them, but I'm not close with many of them. And I just have to say, you know, it really reminded me of just the importance, though, of family, be it blood or not, and knowing that you have that support system there to really, you know, just be there and hold you as you are going through, you know, some of the scariest and most fearful times when you really have no choice but to surrender and just that absolute vulnerability that nobody likes to feel. And so, you know, just that, and of course, you know, having to work, we still, you know, the bill collectors don't care if your dog's sick or not, they still want their money. But, you know, it was really just still bringing in, okay, you know, work is important, my community, my family is important, and just trying to find a way, or not even trying, making a way to still stay positive while going through the storm. And I'm so thankful to have the angels, you know, guiding me through and my family through this, because we were all devastated, especially Tim, because that is like his soulmate animal that was, you know, so sick. So, yeah, you know, like I say again, the energy was really intense, so I love that that's the card that came through to simplify your life, because, you know, I think sometimes we do that. We, at least for me personally, I tend to go through these waves where, you know, it's like I do simplify, and I really just, you know, I enjoy it. Of course, under these circumstances, it wasn't as enjoyable, but yet it was still nice to have, you know, even though there were very anxious moments and worrisome moments, yet there was still an inner peace inside of me that I knew by being able to turn to everyone. Because for those of you that don't know, our community has got to be one of the most powerful group of healers and prayers that I know of. I mean, miracles happen anytime we all put our energy together. And, you know, so knowing I had that was such a just a relief. And it did keep, you know, an undertone of peace through it, though, because I thought, you know what, I have my family praying and healing, and, you know, it'll be all right. And, I did accept at one point when it didn't look good. I was like, you know, if it took time, is it, you know, it's okay, we'll just work together differently. But, yes, I just, again, I'm sorry to kind of ramble as I revisit my excitement of the week, but, yeah, it's just, you know, really, though. Oh, that's where I was going with it. Sorry, guys. I'll tend to simplify, but then I tend to bring more in the more just relaxed and energized I get, rather than staying in that moment of just having the energy to put in even more to what I'm doing. And it doesn't mean that you can't ever bring anything new in to do, but it's more, you know, just really, you know, especially for me and my design type, I'm a multitasker. So, you know, I do need to have more than one thing going on at a time, but yet it doesn't mean that I need 100 things going on at a time. I can just have two. So, yeah, I think that's about it on my end. Nanette, did you have anything you wanted to share on March and ushering it in with the angels?
Yes, I do, and I think you said it so eloquently that, you know, March typically, you know, roars in like a lion and goes out like a lamb, and with what your situation is and what you're going through, that is pretty much, you know, the take on how March is beginning. The energies, I think, for most everyone is just very chaotic and very kind of like a whirlwind, like tornado type, mixing things up a bit. Trying to think of the best way to term it.
it's happening in my life and Nancy Sue's life, and I think everyone that I know. And I looked up the word ushering because I thought, you know, well, what is ushering? I know what ushering means, you know, somebody like ushers you to your seat. But it's so much more than that. It's to introduce something new, the first appearance, the act of beginning something new, to serve, to bring into being like a discovery that's been ushered in a period of change. And that, I think, is what is happening in 2015. It kind of started off slow, but there is so much energetic change that's going on. It's beyond words, but I believe we all feel it down to our core. And I picked a card also before the show, and I typically do not do this, but I was wanting to hone in on, okay, what, you know, angels, I asked, what do you have to add? And I pulled a card from the Angels, Gods, and Goddesses deck, and I received the Angel of Relaxation. And they're telling me that the words are so important on this card. And what it says is, let go of desired outcomes, and you will get what you want. You know, sometimes we try so hard and we want so much and we worry so desperately for things to have a certain outcome, or for, you know, whether a job will come forward or you know, we sometimes get caught up in this energy of, if we would just stand, like Jamie said, in the center of peace and allow the universe and the angels to do what they do best, it'll work out. It always does, for our highest and best good. It's not necessarily what we would have dreamed of, but more than not, it is, I would say. What do you think, Nancy Sue?
Oh, my gosh, Nanette. Between you and Jamie, you guys hit it right on the button. You know, as Jamie was saying, you know, and you, that March definitely comes in and is a lion. And for me, it happened through the emergency surgery my husband had last Wednesday, and he's having a second one today. And I too pulled a card, which is not normal for me at the beginning of a show. And the card I pulled goes so along with everything that we've been talking about. And it's flexibility. Ah. And not in the card, it says gently flow through the turbulence. Life has the ability to shape you. Bend, don't break. And that's exactly what the three of us and all the other friends and families that we know of have been going through just at the beginning of March. We were hit with some big, pretty, massive things.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my husband's health, Nanette, you and your family, Jamie and her puppy dog. My gosh, it is amazing how we all came together, even though we were both all going through issues. We all came together as a family unity, and we supported each other through each other's turbulence. And it's just amazing how the angels' messages come through with different words. Think about it, in essence, the same meaning. And I just thank and thank them for all the love that I have within our community, our family, that is not blood. I mean, we are more family than I do have with my own physical family, and I am so grateful and appreciative for this unity that we have together. And it's the angels that brought us all together, and these energies are striking us left and right, up and down, and all around. We're here supporting each other, and thank you for that. Thank you so much. And with that, I think I'm done. It's been an amazing ride.
Absolutely.
And it's not over. Which is good, because that means there's more growth coming, more rebirth, more new.
And I'm hearing that also. And, Jamie, I wrote a little bit before the show, and what I received was, and I'm just going to read it, and I think it probably will make sense to a lot of our listeners and even to those that listen on the replay, is to totally let go and trust the angels with the faith and perseverance like never before. Totally, completely, without any doubt, to everything, once we all let go and relax into knowing, we intuitively know what the answers are before we ever receive the answers. And we have to always remember to ask the angels to assist and just relax and sit back and have that peace that Jamie was talking about, because we will intuitively get that peace and intuitively know the outcome of what we're going through. And with that, I'm asleep.
I love it. I love it. I was cracking up because I didn't realize I was muted. I was talking earlier, and I was like, oh, they're just talking right over me.
I love it.
It wasn't anything important. It was just funny. In my head, I was like, well, they just act like they don't even hear me. Well, you didn't.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. Well, I was just asking the chatters if anyone would like a reading, but I just typed it in there for them. And are you ladies ready to do some readings, or do you want to, do you have anything else to add? Or
I'm ready.
I'm ready, right, too. I mean, we obviously were not able to hit the ball out of the park last week as we typically do. And I'm definitely ready to go.
Yes, I'm ready. I'm here, and I'm ready to party. All right, mm-hmm. So while we wait for our chatters, yes, I am going to go to the first caller, area code 856. Hello, are you there?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hey, Laura, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Would you like a reading tonight?
Yeah, I would. I'd like to know if you see me getting a job.
All right. You got that, ladies? Laura would like to know about her getting a job.
Mm-hmm. Why may Laura ask you a question? How is the energies in your life right now? Are they a little turbulent, or is everything calm and peaceful?
Kind of a little of both. It goes up and down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, well, I'll start it off. I'm using the Magical Mermaids and Dolphins deck. And I pulled the card, I love this, Blessed Change. A major life change brings you great blessings. And I love this picture on the card, along, especially with the messages we were giving earlier tonight as we were talking. This mermaid, she's upside down, but it's like she's doing a flip, and she is so carefree. And it is like your life getting flipped upside down, but not in a bad way at all. It's just, it's almost effortless. Like, she doesn't even have to do anything. It's happening for her. And what I'm feeling is that you will get a job, but it may not be the job at all that you think it's going to be. So if something like totally, you know, what might seem out there or just not even something you even considered before, but don't be afraid to go for it, because it's actually, it will be that blessed change. It's just like, I just keep hearing effortless and fun. So I'm,
you know what that is? Are they telling you any details about that?
I honestly don't, but I know it's going to be fun. It just feels fun. And like I said, I just keep feeling effortless. And it might not
Boy,
even...
Boy, one's
that know,
common.
Yeah. See, do any of you ladies have anything to add to it? And another Nancy Sue? Because, that, yeah, that's pretty much just all I'm getting is like just this effortless, like it's just going to come and sweep you off your feet. And it's not, it doesn't feel like something that, it's not that it's not anything you can't do. It's just something that you either didn't expect or never really thought about doing as a job, is what I'm feeling.
Hmm. And I'd like to add on top of that, if I may, this is Nanette, and I pulled out of the Angels, Gods, and Goddesses deck, and I pulled the Angel of Soul Love, and they asked me to read the words to you, that it's time to look at how you value yourself. This just a little bit of issues of self-love. And with that being said, there's a full moon behind her, and it's all in blue, which is maybe not voicing how you're feeling, and it could have to do with communication of, like Jamie mentioned, and I think I'm layering on that, is what I'm hearing, that it might be a job that you didn't even think of because you're not setting your expectations high enough. You're not valuing yourself enough. So with the full moon coming on, it's time to meditate and take a look at yourself and your love of self, and allow yourself to get that exciting job. It's time. You deserve it. And you need to communicate that. So if you need to, ask your angels for some help in that area. And I am complete.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
This is Nancy Sue. And I pulled from the Angel Damsel Oracle deck. And the card I pulled said, big, happy changes. And it's this beautiful woman that's standing inside of a rainbow aura, and a huge, golden, shimmering light that's above her head. And she's reaching up with her arms, reaching up towards us and out. She's got this beautiful smile. And I'm being read to read the word. Big positive changes are coming into your life, Laura. You will see yourself on a new career path. Embrace this exciting event, knowing that your angels will be beside you all the way. What you are asking about may require you to take leaps of faith that seem frightening or beyond your ability. Trust that the opportunities before you are meant to bring your happiness. These options would not have been presented themselves unless you are ready for them. Release your fears, Laura, and follow your heart. And with that, I am complete because the gal said it all.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And
thank
be
you.
Sure to let us know how it goes. I'm excited to hear what it is.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
I'd like to know. All right.
Hey, thanks for
having
me on.
Good night.
You too, hon.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay. All right. And I am going to ask a question. Now, ladies, I'm going to let you two read this. This actually came in via email from someone I know that they aren't able to get on the chat. But this is just me being honest, people. I am too close to this person, mm-hmm. and I don't know that I can keep my ego out of it because it's just someone so dear that I absolutely love the pieces. And what they're asking is, there is a certain person that's been in my life. Will he always be a part of it? And if so, will it ever be in the way that I want him to be there?
So if I'm understanding this correctly, this person is a female, and she has a male friend, and she's wanting to know if it's going to develop into more than just a friendship.
Well, there's a history of more than a friendship, but it's just kind of coming to a point of pill or get off the pot.
Mm-hmm.
Take a deal. Yeah, so just, you know, how do you, what are the angels, what do they have to say, you know,
okay.
around the situation or, yeah.
Okay.
Nancy Sue, and I pulled from the Magical Times card deck, and the card I pulled is this beautiful fairy and a little child, and it's called Reconciliation. Remember the source of love. A loving action is all you need to begin the process. Reach out with a simple first step. And what they want you to do is to pause and remember those that you have left behind, those lost loves, those broken relationships. Brave enough to take that step towards healing the past. And reach out with this silent love, but don't be an expectation. It's the expectation that kind of throws you off balance. You know what's most important, and I feel that there's mending that needs to take place in your heart and theirs. For whatever reason, you know what I'm talking about. Looking back, I want you to have that gratitude and the joy that all of this has gone on, that all is happy and healed. For every reason, there's a lesson that you go through. And you yourself need to give yourself that love that you really desire from within. Allow yourself to heal the past, and you will be free to be able to take that process of taking that first step forward and allowing, if it's meant to be for your highest good and their highest good, for that love to rekindle. It's there. But if it's not for your highest good, really pay attention to the signs, and you know what is true and what is really in your heart. And with that, I am complete.
And I can.
Thank you, Nancy Sue, and I'm going to go ahead. This is Nanette, and layer on top of that. I'm using the Angels, Gods, and Goddesses deck from Tony Salerno. And I pulled the Angel of Clearing. And it's very interesting because the words say, your time of waiting and confusion will soon be over. However, it's this beautiful angel, and she's standing in a posture of total confidence, and there are these flames, like a passion that she's standing in. But they're yellow, you know. And what I'm finding interesting is there's a lot of pink in the card, which you would associate with the heart, with romance, with love. However, it appears what I'm feeling is there's growth going on in you. Both of her hands are behind her back, and her right hand is totally hidden. And I would suspect, the angels are saying, that if you were ready to move forward in a relationship, you would have your arm out or your hand out waiting for him to put his hand in yours. So what the message I'm receiving is that you have some inner work, some deep thinking, and some really, you know, is this really, really, really what you want that's for your highest and best good? Or is it something that's been going on and you just want it to, how do I say this? I'm trying to put the angels' information into words when I get feelings. The interpretation sometimes is a little difficult. Is it something that you want, like as a trophy that you've, you know, accomplished this, and it might not necessarily be the love of your life? It's definitely showing me all the signs of romance and passion, but to be hiding your hands behind your back means you're holding back, which is saying that you need to do some meditation and look inside yourself and ask yourself, is this really, really, really what I want? Not anybody else. Ask, is this what I want? Is this the best for me? Is this what I want for the rest of my life? And become very, very clear on that, because it's a big decision and a big choice that you're about to make. So take some time, and I'm not saying that there's not love there, but there are so many varying degrees of love. Having been there, done that over so many times in my lifetime, it's kind of amazing. You really need to think, is this a love that's going to be long and lasting? Someone I want to spend the rest of my life with and know it deep down in the pit of your gut that you know for sure. And don't ask these questions lightly. Really meditate and really ask the angels and spirit for guidance. And I think you'll know the answer. And I am complete.
Beautiful. I can speak from what I know of it, and that is very, just very spot on, ladies. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Yes.
Thank you, angels.
Yes, thank you, angels. All right. And I am now going to go, before we go to chat, I'm going to go to area code 917. Hello, are you there?
Hi, thank you for taking my call, ladies.
Hi, is this Ellen?
Yes, it is.
Thank you for recognizing
the phone number.
Oh, yeah. I have good stalking abilities, Ellen.
Hi, Ellen.
How are you tonight?
Hi, and I just want to wish all of you well, and you're in my prayers. I've been listening to the challenges you ladies are facing.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much. That's much so greatly much. Appreciated.
Yes, very much. That's it. Now, yeah. Did you have a specific tonight or an angel's choice? Or
I'd like an angel's choice, please.
All right.
And before we get started, if I may ask you, Ellen, can you tell us how your month of March is starting out? You know, how's it ushering in for you?
It's been on the chaotic side, ups and downs. I don't know what direction to go. It's a confusing time.
Yeah, it's almost like in the middle of a tornado or a hurricane. It's just the energy is just incredible. I'm just wanting to get a kind of a feel if it's, you know, it seems to be more people that I talk to that it seems to be pretty well the norm, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's see here.
And this is Nancy Sue Ellen. I pulled this card for you, and it came out flying through the air. From the magical time deck. And it's called Vamp. Find your heart's rhythm, Evan. Step lightly and swing with melody. Close your eyes and let joy lead the way. And it's this beautiful fairy dancing with this frog fairy. And she's got her eyes closed, and she's just swirling and swirling around. And Ellen, today is your day to dance lightly with life. Sing those wild songs. Find your rhythm. Follow the drum beat of your heart. Dance with your friends and family. And sometimes you may be dancing alone, and you can have just as much fun and joy with that. Invite those moonbeams and dragonflies to come out and play. Allow your spirit, Ellen, to soar, and no matter what happens, find that reason to dance and let your joy lead the way. And with that, I am complete.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Ellen. I'm going to jump right in because I'm pretty much just confirming. I pulled from the Magical Mermaids and Dolphins deck, and I pulled Contemplation Time. And it says, spend time alone meditating upon what you truly desire. But as Nancy Sue was talking, I kept reading, you truly dance. So, it really is just, you know, reinforcing that, you know, just dance. And just, you know, be free with it. And again, don't worry if you're dancing alone, and don't be afraid to dance with people. It's, I think, very fitting with the energies right now, and with, you know, for many of us, things are kind of chaotic. I'm hearing just dance in the moment, no matter what it is that you're going through, just dance and just, you know, move, just shake that energy out. You know, if it's not feeling good, just shake it out. You know, if it's feeling good, just shake to open up your energy to allow it in. But I'm hearing, I'm just hearing, just dance, baby. I will pass it over to Nanette.
Thank you. And I pulled from the Angels, Gods, and Goddesses deck, and I pulled the Goddess of the Shadows. And it's very interesting because the words are, what you perceive to be your dark side holds a hidden treasure. And in this card, if you're familiar with it, it's like this woman is in the middle of a jungle and she doesn't have a nose or a mouth. It's like, and her arms are behind her back. I mean, they're hidden in the brush. And there is a snake coming up around, you know, underneath her throat. And it looks like another one, you know, the swirl is coming. However, what I'm seeing, there's like a little circle, and I'm hearing that it's the moon. With this full moon, do a meditation, because there's, and maybe take a notebook, because there's stuff that you need to get out that you're holding in, you're not voicing, and you don't need to necessarily communicate to another being. You might just need to get it out and let it go and forgive and let it be. There is a lot of fire, which is a lot of creativity, down by her legs and her loins, which is coming up to her sacral, which is so much creativity. And what I am sensing from the snake, it's like a rebirth. It's a new transition. It's a new beginning.
It's okay.
You're ready to unleash something new, but it's taking the time with the full moon. I think tomorrow night is the full moon, if I'm not mistaken. It could be tonight. I've lost count of the days. And really get it out on paper. And what I would do with the full moon is, what I'm hearing, is burn it after you're done, after you get it out. And it's like, there'll be so much release. You'll be like a new person, if that makes any sense. That's what I'm hearing.
It does.
Oh, I'm so glad, because I'm going, this, you know, I love the angels, because I just say what they say. And you have so much to offer and so much creativity. It's time, girl, for you to just, one of the girls was talking about dancing. You need to get up and dance and just let yourself go. You know, you need to be who you are and allow you to be, come out.
Yeah.
With that,
these are wonderful. Yeah, these are wonderful messages, and I want to say thank you so much.
Oh,
thank you. Our honor. And you have a good night, Ellen. And hopefully we'll catch you next week.
I'll be listening. Thank you so much. And let me stay on the show so I can listen to the rest of the program.
Oh, absolutely.
Have
a good night, darling. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Now I'm going to share the chat. And our beloved Cassie, she says, what's going on with my arm? I tore my rotator cuff in 2013, and why is the pain back after being gone for about 6 months? And I asked, and it is her right arm that she tore her rotator cuff in.
I'm sensing something is unbalanced. I haven't pulled a card, but that's what a message I was getting. Something is unbalanced in her life.
And I pulled the Break Free card. And the words that are on it, they're not really resonating with me, but I will read them just so you know what it says. Break Free. Try different ventures and experiences as a way to grow and learn. And the break free, it's more the break that I'm hearing, and I almost feel like the feeling I'm getting is something is out of balance, and I feel like you, and it wasn't intentional. I don't know if you got really excited, or it could be the other way around. Something really, you know, scary had happened. And it's like, I almost feel like you went too hard. I keep, like, I'm over here swinging my arm. And it's like when you throw a ball too hard and you just kind of, like, pull that muscle. I don't know if it's your, I'm not good with that. That might be your Ryder Cup. I don't know. you know, but it's almost like you went, I don't want to say you went too hard too fast, but that's kind of the feeling that I'm getting. And it's okay because Lord knows I am the enthusiastic enthusiasm queen, and I tend to have shoulder pains because, or, you know, even today, it's funny, I told Tim, I said, oh, my body must know we're getting snow because my, for me, it's my left shoulder. It's like my left shoulder just feels like it's just, and now I'm glad that this message is coming through for you, Kathy. Thank you, because it's also coming through for me because I was on one of my enthusiasm kicks and might have overdid it a little bit. but that's what I'm feeling. And like I say, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, it's not like it's a gloomy, oh, you know, if it's something negative. I know you had quite a scare with, I believe it's your grandson, which, of course, we thank you, God and angels, is, you know, not what we thought it would be. I don't know if it pertains to that or if it's just something in general, but keep doing, you know, the good that you're doing, the clearing, you know, spiritually, literally. And, but I'm feeling, balance it all out though. Like, it's really good that you are doing what you're doing and making the progress that you are, but it's also okay to not, I'm just going to say what I'm hearing, Kathy. I'm hearing it's okay to not go balls to the wall with it. It's, you know, just balance it out and just, you know, that again, that back to the cards, you know, simplify, yes. But relax, be flexible. You know, it's you're going to get it all done in the perfect time, whatever it is. And with that, I'm complete. Do you have anything more to add to it, Nanette? I believe, I just want to, pardon me, guys, but I just want to let Nanette know that I believe Nancy Sue might have got called in for Randy because she dropped off the line.
Oh, okay. And that's obviously great news. Hopefully he's done with surgery then.
Yeah.
And what I pulled was from the Angels, Gods, and Goddesses deck, and it was the Angel of Psychic Ability. Mm-hmm. And the words are, your intuitive and psychic abilities are strong at present. And this appears that she's very visual, very clairvoyant, and the rainbow colors are around her head. So what I'm hearing, you're asking us a question about your shoulder, and you already know the answer if you just take a few moments and sit with yourself and meditate. You know the answer to your question. It's going to be blatantly clear because you are gifted and you do have the psychic abilities of the knowing, the intuition. And this might be something where you need to meditate and you're going to realize that you do have these gifts you might not have been aware of before. And sometimes the angels and spirits do things in our lives to get our attention. And obviously you're paying attention because you're feeling a twinge in your shoulder. And delve into it, you know. The answer, you have the answer. And you know what to do. And I'm not saying that it doesn't need to do some healing, but there is some intuitive work that you need to do, some meditation that doors are going to open for you if you take the time to sit with yourself and meditate on your shoulder. Because you're going to find out more than just what's going on with your shoulder. I hope that makes sense, and I am complete.
Beautiful. And I want to, is it okay if we squeeze one more in that had requested? Do you have time for one more? Or do you have to?
Good with me.
Okay, all right. We'll take our one last reader, and she'll understand if we make it quick. Look, if I can hit the button right. It is our Tina, and she has waited so patiently. She was one of the first ones to ask. So, hello, darling. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, no man. Hey, sweetie. Love you. Long time to talk to.
Yeah. I miss y'all.
Yeah.
Miss you.
Can we ask, how is your March beginning with the energies?
It's been a roller coaster.
Yeah, I think that everybody's feeling the same. Yeah, I like that roller coaster ride. That's a good way to put it. That's awesome.
Oh.
Yes. And do you have a specific question tonight, darling, or an angel's choice, or... I'm cracking up because I don't even know what you're asking. Okay, good. I was going to say, I don't know what you're asking, but I already have a message. And this is so funny, but this is how I know, you know, I mean, of course, I get my messages and kind of verbal vomit waves at times. And I pulled a card because I knew I was going to get to you, but I'm cracking up because before I pulled it, though, I heard just chill out. And I was like, meow. You know? And I looked in the card, I pulled it's playtime. So, yeah, and it says, the dolphins know the importance of playing as joy creates miracles and manifestation. And, yeah, but I'm just cracking up because they're just telling you to just chill out. It's all good. You don't have to save the world single-handedly, not that I have experience with that myself. You know, but it truly is, you know, it's, you are a very special person and you bring impact into this world, but it's okay to just say F it and just chill out and have some fun. Like, just let everybody else's problems and their BS, just, I'm cracking up because, my gosh, they're cussing. I have to keep it radio friendly. But I'm just trying to just leave that shit, just let it go. It ain't yours, just let it go, and you go back to having fun and being fun, Tina. And if anything, just... you're going to crack yourself up at other people's reactions because they're going to think you're learning. They're going to think, you know, like she's lost it. But you're going to be having so much fun, and you're really not losing it. It's just that you're just finally, you know, really don't just say it or only do it for a day. Like, just the heck with it. Like, you do you. And just have fun. And then just crack up at how crazy they think you are. Because you probably will look crazy to them. They're going to be like, oh, mom fell off a rocker. Or, you know, yeah, Tina lost it. But you know what? If you're just going to have fun, just have fun. And, yeah, so with that message, I am complete. I'll let Nanette come clean up my cuss words.
I just love it. And I just love the card I pulled because it's hysterical. They had me right when Jamie said chill out. I wrote chill out without thinking, and I have all of these explanation points all around it, but the bottom, instead of a period, they're all hearts. And then they had me write down, let go of the drama. And whatever drama's going on, I have no idea. They didn't show me a clue of that. They just told me to give you that information and then go into the card itself. They, in parentheses, they said, let go of the drama, which I thought was kind of funny because we all have drama.
Yes, it is.
And I pulled the Angel of Relaxation, which is the card I pulled before the show. And isn't that kind of interesting?
Yes.
Let go of desired outcomes and you will get what you want. But I'm hearing you need to take a spa day or a day for Tina and pamper Tina. And it's all about Tina. The rest of the world has to, you know, the outside world just has to go away. You need to make time for you. They're showing me that you're not taking time for Tina. like Tina's not special. Guess what, Tina? You are special. You are one amazing woman. And this card, if you know the deck, is all blue, and it's about communication, and her third eye is open, but yet her eyes are closed, which means, to me, what I'm hearing is that you're not realizing the abilities that you actually have, and you are caught up in all this drama of other people's stuff that you're not taking time for you to pamper you to allow what you need to do and you need to process and bring forth in the world for you, because it is for you. You're here, and you're a soul having a human experience, as we all are, and they're saying it's time you get your shit going, you know. Excuse my friend, because I don't ever swear on this show, but that's what they're saying. Take time for Tina and allow yourself to be the special, awesome person that you are. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost like I'm hearing you discredit yourself. And you're amazing, and you need to just set a time from 1 to 3, this is Tina's time, and everybody else go away. This is for me.
I'm hearing, I just have to say, I keep hearing instead of, like, when you say Tina time, I keep, like, referring to tea time, but it isn't tea time, it is Tina time. You know, but, like, you would set aside and have tea at high noon, so it's Tina time instead. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like it.
So you should just hang up a sign. Just do something at the house to make the kids and the husband be like, yep, mom's lost it. And you know, with the other situation you have going on. And, you know, and this is where we get torn, because your heart is so humongous. And you are such a good, you know, mentor and guide and coach to people that it can be really hard when, you know, here we are and we're pouring our energy into people and they don't do crap with it, you know, and it's like, excuse me. And especially when, you know, with that third eye being so open, like, you know, especially with certain situations that I'm aware of, like, you know what people need to do. And when they don't do it, it can be frustrating, but it doesn't take away from you and how awesome you are, because you do know the answer. However, this is where you need to just cut the cord to the BS, because, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink it, or a donkey or something, you know, and that's where you do have to, you know, and maybe just work with, you know, Archangel Michael on it, you know, just really cutting those cords. And it's hard because you do care and you are an empath, you know, so.
Right.
You do get that double whammy, because you feel their pain, you know you have the answer, and you give it to them, and they don't do anything with it. So now not only are you feeling their pain, you're feeling your frustration on top of it. And it's not a mean frustration. It's a frustration because you care that damn much. And that's hard, you know, but I promise you, and the angels, you know, obviously are really trying to drive this in, that you do, though, you just work on letting go of the outcome, because unfortunately, you know, we want to fix the people we love, but we can't. They have to do it. You know,
right.
I mean, yes, we can nurture and love, but we can't, you know, we can't make them put down the things they shouldn't be picking up, and we can't make them turn left if they're determined to turn right and we know they're going to get lost. You know, it's just the part that stinks. You know, and I don't think people who, you know, don't have their gifts, we all have gifts, but those of us that, you know, really have them in tune, it can be really, really frustrating, as we know, because it's like, you know, my biggest thing is like, damn it, just listen to me. I'm telling you because I know, and they won't, and then I get irritated because, like, you know, it's like, if you would have just listened to me and just do what I say, darn it, you could avoid this.
Can I take a moment here, because this almost sounds like a teaching moment, and it's coming from the angels, not from me personally. If you would hear and listen to the replay, and those of you that do listen to the replay, it sounds like Tina's doing some coaching work that people are not interested in hearing, you know, what they need to do or follow through on the steps that they need to do, and let it go.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your problem. Let it go.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what this says in this card. This line says, let go of desired outcomes. You're wanting the outcome to be that they understand what you're seeing for them, because you are seeing the best and highest outcome for them. However, they might not choose that highest outcome. And
right.
That's not your choice. You just got to give it to them and cut the cord and move on. You know, you don't keep trying to hammer the nail in the wood, you know, over and over and over and over with your finger. Yeah, you're going to end up hammering your thumb because there's no more nail to hammer in the wood.
Yeah.
Dang,
it's time for Tina to take time for Tina.
Yep. Yeah, and
yep.
Replacing that frustration with joy, you know. I mean, because we know how fun you are. I mean, we know that because we're blessed to be so close to you, you know, outside of, you know, the community and these calls here. And we know how
right.
fun you are. I mean, you and me about pee ourselves talking on the phone, you know, and it's
right.
And I will make a vow, because I need apparently to simplify and lighten up too, so we will start talking more frequently, even if I hate the phone. So we can just
you can
do
it on
have
speaker
more fun.
That way.
There we go.
That way it's not like you're on the phone.
That's it.
I'm just across the room. I just look like a phone.
Yeah.
Tina, I'm getting one more little message for you, is that in the Tina time, whatever time you set, and you need to schedule in Tina time and make it
okay.
a regular time, and that might be you go for a walk. That might be you take a bubble bath. That might be you're in your meditation spot. That might, I mean, there are so many things. That might be Tina goes bowling by herself or with some girls, you know, whatever. Tina needs to take time for Tina.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
And
I'm so sorry. My
complete.
Son just goes, holy crap. So, exclamation on that. So it's going to be so shocking that you actually take time for yourself, you know. But, yeah, you deserve it. You really, really do.
And shame on you if you don't take
Ooh.
Care of yourself, because you're not any good to anybody else if you don't take care of you first.
True.
Mm-hmm.
And I preach that real well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Well, have a blessed evening.
Relax. Yes, and we will. Yeah, we will. Well, obviously, we'll be in touch. But thank you so much for being patient and waiting for us to get to you. But now I know why I kept being guided to hold off and go to you last.
Okay. All right. Like I told you, whenever, however, it works for me.
All right. Well, we love you,
lady.
Darling, so much.
Love you.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. All right. And we are 15 minutes past the hour for that quick reading, but I love how the angels make it work and bring in those teaching moments. And I really feel, and I mean, we are a little more loose with Tina because we know her, but that is what I love, is that even though we are, like for me, that was just straight up the angels just coming through, and they will come through in the ways that we need to hear them. And I think it's not just Tina that needed to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so thankful that we got to get that message out. And do you have anything to add to that before I close us out?
No, I think we're going to be cut off in another second or two. So Good night, everyone. To those of you listening to the replay and those that listen live, we love you all. Come join us again next week. Blessings of love to everyone.
We love you all. And just remember, simplify, relax, be flexible. And have a great night, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Good night. Bye.